We used to, they claim the animals need them to fight the wolves and the varmints off the young, possibly they did. But we don't need them anymore. Most of the cattle now are domesticated to the extent that we don't need anything like that on them. So they're just in the way.
Oh, when you raised hogs, how did you feed them?
Well, we feed in different, we use different methods in feeding hogs. We get always, if we're feeding out a bunch of hogs, say, for market, we'll get us one trough over here, and we feed them a supplement, we call it in that, and then grain over here in another one. We used to feed, I used to feed ear corn all the time, my hogs, up for the last few years that I fed hogs where I got to buying shell corn and using feeders, but I fed ear corn and tankage. That was the main thing that I fed the hogs.
What's tankage?
Tankage is bone meal. Comes from the packers where they take the old bones that they've taken out of beef. And
you can buy that from
you can go to the
packers.
Oh yeah. You can go to the feed store and buy that, about $4 or $5 a hundred.
Well, I'll just go there and get some. I know if you buy that for your roses, it's about 15 cents a pound.
I guess it would be, where it's in small lots.
Yeah, same stuff.
Imagine the very same thing.
Uh-huh, bone meal.
Well, you can go to the feed store and buy that bone meal ordinary for about $5 or $6 a hundred.
Right. Well, I'll just go there. I bought some cottonseed meal. Use that for fish bait.
Yeah.
Make dough balls, cottonseed meal, flour, yeast cake. All works fine.
Yeah.
Little sorghum or honey.
I expect that cottonseed meal costs a pretty good little time you get it fixed up like that.
Oh, about a nickel a pound.
Well, that ain't so bad. We buy a cake for about three and a quarter. But a ton, you know.
I went in, I bought 10 pounds, and it was 50 cents. Of course, I put in my own flour and mixed the stuff with it. But it makes pretty good dough bait for carp.
How many?
It sticks pretty well.
It does.
Good for catfish, too. It'll really bring them in.
It will.
Knead it, just the way you do bread. You like to fish?
Yes. Yeah, boy.
Well, one part of cottonseed, two parts of flour, one cake of dried yeast, about 2 or 3 tablespoons of honey, or caro, or anything, molasses, anything like that. Mix it all together, mix it fairly dry, and then knead it.
Yes.
Knead it, knead it, knead it. And then put it off to the side, let it rise. And in a couple hours, knead it again. And let it go a couple hours, knead it again, and let it go overnight. It smells good enough to eat. You might put in 2 drops of vanilla, even.
Yeah.
It's just hard to keep your teeth out of it. But it works.
And the time you do all that, you've got it pretty stiff where it'll stay on the hook.
Unless you get too much water in it. And of course, if you keep it too long and it gets too hot, it'll
come in.
And, oh, it really smells good then.
But it'll all come apart then, won't
it? Yeah, it'll all come apart. You throw it in the water and bang, but you can't hook them.
Yeah.
What would you call the sound that a calf makes when he's being weaned?
Blatant.
How about a cow when she's hungry?
Bawling.
And a horse at feeding time?
He's kneeing, nicker.
Mm-hmm. When you cook a chicken, what do you call that part right here in the front that has the bone? Like
breast. Pulley bone.
Pulley bone?
Yeah. That's the main part of the chicken.
Yeah. Well, that's my wife's part.
That's what I like.
I'm a thigh man.
Are you?
Yeah.
I have dark meat.